Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Come soon. Come quick. Amen. Well, the big news this week, the big news of the season so far, perhaps, surprising news, if you will, a New York police officer. Did you see it? A New York police officer gave a gift to a homeless man who had no shoes, no socks on his feet. His feet were blistering. It was cold out. And someone saw this police officer talk to the man. The man didn't have any socks. So the police officer said, "Hey, do you want a pair of socks or something?" And the man said, "No, thank you, sir. Thank you. God bless you, sir." And the police officer said, "Well, what size is your feet?" And the man said, "Whatever it was." And he went into a shoe store and said, "How much are these boots here?" And the owner kind of could tell what was going on. He says, "Well, they're normally $100. Let me give it to him for $75. So the police officer bought them and put the boots on the man. He kneeled down and was giving the boots to this man. Somebody caught it on a phone, took a picture, put it up on the web, on the internet, and it went viral, seen by thousands and 39,000 comments. Big, big news of the season, right? He didn't have to. He didn't have to do it. It wasn't part of his job. He didn't get payment for it. He did it freely, out of compassion for the man. He felt sorry for him, seeing them in the cold there. Thought it was doing a good deed, doing something nice. That's good, isn't it? Nice to hear about those things. We rejoice. Those little stories like that. A lot of news today is bad. And here's one, and in the midst of hundreds and thousands of news stories, that we say, "Hey, that's pretty good." It kind of reaffirms your hope in humanity. Maybe even, Pedro, the hope that the law can save us, huh? No? No, probably not. The law can't save anyone. But it's nice to see a police officer doing double duty as a citizen, doing something nice for fellow man. And so it's a good deed. Now the bad news. Eventually, those boots are going to wear out, aren't they? And maybe that man will or won't get new boots. We don't know. Eventually, those boots are going to wear out. It happened to Adam and Eve in the garden, too. Do you remember this? They were naked, exposed to all the elements, after sinning, after falling into sin. And what did they do? They took some fig leaves or some kind of leaves and tried to cover themselves. But eventually, what happens to leaves? They wither up, they dry up, they fall off. And if you live in South Dakota or in Michigan or in Wisconsin or Tennessee, maybe even in the wintertime, leaves aren't going to do the trick, are they? Or even in New York, leaves won't do the trick. You need better boots than that, better clothes, if you will. That's why God had to appoint a living creature to die to clothe his man and his woman. Now imagine a man who could provide boots that never wear out and food that lasts forever. Would that not be bigger news? Bigger news than an officer giving a pair of boots to a man, a homeless man? Wouldn't that be worthy of putting on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, and on Twitter? News that is good for all the poor? The law cannot save all the poor. There's not enough officers in the world to do good for all the poor people in the world. And guess what? There's not enough Christians in the world to give boots to all the homeless people either. The math just wouldn't work out. Jesus even says it a long time ago. He says, "The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me." Besides, physical poverty is not our biggest problem in the world. It's a big problem. But spiritual poverty is even more viral than that video. Spiritual poverty infects us all. We're all born with spiritual poverty. We don't come into this world righteous. We come with sin. We're born as sinners. We even die as sinners. We're spiritually impoverished. We are poor. That's how we're born. But the good news today, the good news from our text here, the first Sunday in Advent, news that should be bigger than a police officer that bought boots. Behold, your king comes to you. As we heard the choir sing, "Prepare the royal highway, the King of Kings is near." He entered Jerusalem a long time ago, humble, riding on a colt. Notice he didn't come in on a Corvette, Larry. I'm sorry, he didn't come in a nice vet. Didn't drive in an Eldorado, Dick. It wasn't a nice, good car like that. He didn't come in an Odyssey, sweetie. I'm sorry, our van. That's not the kind of vehicle he rode in on. And whatever kind of vehicle you drive, think of that car for a moment. He didn't drive in on that kind of vehicle. He came in on a Dodge Colt. No, he came on a Colt. It's just a regular Colt. Humble, humble Colt. Not very fancy. It's a beast of burden, if you will. Probably wasn't the most exciting way to enter Jerusalem, but this is what he did on Palm Sunday. He rode in Jerusalem on a colt, a beast of burden. The Lord specified it for himself, fulfilled the prophecy of a long time ago about the Lord, our righteousness, riding in into Jerusalem on a colt. He will enter also your homes at Christmas time. Humble. It's like how he came into Jerusalem, humble. Not on a war horse, not on a colt, but humble at Christmas time, being born in a humble manger. That's our God. Humble is our God. Not on a gold-plated bed. He's there to make peace. Peace by his birth. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest, says our text today. Well, you remember Palm Sunday. The people in our text had the right response. They praised God. They said, "Hosanna," they cried. "Save us, King. We're poor. We're hungry. We're inept to save ourselves. We're powerless." And so they laid down their cloaks, their clothes, before him and on the colt, and Jesus rode in on them, because Jesus would clothe them with better clothes, better ones, cloaks and boots that will never wear out, food that never perishes. He clothes and feeds them with righteousness and justice and peace through the forgiveness of their sins, the forgiveness of our sins. Every king-size sin that we do, and even the little small ones too. So prepare the royal highway. Repent this season of Advent. So part of Advent is repentance. It's a time of reflection and saying, oh, we're sinners. We have a reason by which we need Christmas. And this season prepares our hearts to say, this is why Christ Jesus came. Because we're powerless to save ourselves. We're born with sin. We have no righteousness. We're poor. We're impoverished. We need boots. We need clothes. We need all things to survive in the heavenly places one day. And that's why God has come. That's what Christmas will be all about. That's the hope which we're looking forward to. The hope that Christ comes to save us. Hosanna, save us, King. So, come to church in Advent. Come on Sundays. Come hear the Old Testament prophecies and how they're fulfilled in Jesus. Prepare your hearts in that way. Come on Wednesdays, too. Come hear about the promised land, the promised time, and the promised person. Those will be the things we focus on in Advent Wednesdays, starting this Wednesday. Come on Wednesday. Come have fellowship with one another. Soup and sandwich at 6 p.m. Come at 7 p.m. for worship. And we think about the promises in the Old Testament that are fulfilled at Christmas time. And bring him your clothes. Bring him your boots. And share with those who have none. Don't just let the officers do it. And then tell the poor why it is that we give good things to the poor and to others. And tell them why they too should come to God's house, to Bethel, to come to God's house to hear and receive what we receive. Clothing for eternity. Clothing that will make us not just poor, but clothed. Not just impoverished and have blistery feet, but have feet that can walk on pearly streets of gold. To be with God in the heavenly places, to walk with him, to walk with our God once again. He gives us great clothing. And he can come here and sing with us, Hosanna, Hosanna, the King of Kings is near. One last thing from our text today, finally. I think the most interesting words, the most repeated words in our text, it says, the Lord has a need. He's talking about the colt. They said, when you go and if anybody asks you why you're untying the colt, just tell them the Lord has need of it. And that's actually what happened, and they tell the man, the Lord has need of it. Very interesting words. Now you think about God. Does God have any needs? No. He even says this other times when he's showing his divinity, Jesus, how he could raise up believers from the stones. The very stones would cry out, it even says in this text, if others weren't crying out. The Lord has no needs. And yet Jesus, the Lord, became humble, became like us, having needs. Even humbling himself to the point of death, even death on the cross. Why? Because we have needs. To show how God identifies with us and our suffering, our humanity, and how he brings to us new life. He brings us the clothes of righteousness, of peace, of joy, of heaven, all good things. He has no needs, and yet the Lord has need. Blistering feet for Jesus? No. Beautiful feet. For as it says in the Scriptures, how beautiful are the feet of those who proclaim the gospel of peace. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.